Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I guess the big story is the Alec Baldwin trial, isn't it?
Yeah, they chose the jury the last day or so. Jury is now set. The trial will begin today. 11 women, 5 men making up the group of jurors and the alternates. Alec Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter. As you'll remember, we've reported so many times, Baldwin was rehearsing a scene on the set of the movie Rust when the gun that he thought only had blanks in it fired a live round. The cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed. The director was wounded. Baldwin says that the gun fired accidentally and that he didn't know that there was a live round in it, but prosecutors will argue that he went off script and failed to follow the firearm safety standards, which are set up for that. So we'll see how things shake out with that.
Today there's a death to report, sadly, in the Oak Ridge Boys. Tell us about what happened here.
Yeah, these guys were so popular. I remember when they would come to town and we would talk to them. They were all so nice, you know, personable. But John Bonsall, he was the guy with the big kind of Fu Manchu mustache, big smile. He was just exceptional. He was the tenor in the group. And he died yesterday at the age of 76 from complications of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. His fellow bandmate said he loved to sing. He loved to read. He loved to write. He loved to play the banjo. He loved working on the farm, and he loved his Philadelphia Phillies. So they have announced that there will be replacements. He actually hasn't performed with the group for a fairly long time, but so they have replacements, and the Oak Ridge Boys, you know, will continue. They're doing what they're calling their farewell tour right now. But who isn't doing a farewell tour?
Yeah, everybody is
right now. Anyway,
also in the news today, Ellen DeGeneres canceling several concert dates. Why?
Yeah, this is mysterious. We don't know why, really. Ellen was set to do, guess what? A farewell tour. Called Ellen's Last Stand, and she had dates set up all over the U.S. She actually booked 2 dates here in Chicago, and 4 of the dates on the tour got canceled yesterday, including one of the Chicago dates. So now there is one Chicago date on August 10th, the date, the second show, August 11th, has been taken off of the schedule. I don't have any special insight into this, but I'm guessing that if the show was selling well, they probably would not have canceled it.
Probably.
I'm guessing probably there was only medium interest in a second show. So they issued a statement saying the event organizer has had to cancel your event. You don't need to do a thing. We will issue a refund to the original method of payment used at time of purchase as soon as funds are received from the event organizer. Very, very fancy. But no comment from Ellen, no comment from the show's producer as to the exact reason for this. We're only speculating about ticket sales.
And we're talking to Dean Richards about the entertainment news of the morning in the Hollywood has no more original ideas department today. there's some news about Shrek 5 and Gladiator 2.
Sadly, what you are saying is 10,000% true. more sequels are on the way. But, you know, that seems to be what's doing well. This Beverly Hills Cop remake, sequel, I guess you might say, that's on Netflix right now, is their number one streaming event over the holiday weekend. Something like 54 million views of Beverly Hills Cop. People wanted to go back for some nostalgia, and you will be able to go back for even more nostalgia for a couple of things. They have confirmed that there will be a Shrek 5 that will be coming out with Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, and Cameron Diaz all returning to their original voices, Shrek, Donkey, and Princess Fiona. So since the first Shrek movie came out in 2001, we have now had three more Shrek movies since then. We've had two Puss in Boots spinoffs. We've had a musical on Broadway. And Eddie Murphy recently has been talking about how there's going to be a Donkey movie. Donkey is getting his own movie. So this has been a tremendously successful franchise. If you're keeping track, Shrek 5 is set to come out in July of 2026. But wait, there's more non-creativity coming out. Actually, the trailer looks pretty good with this. If you want to take a look and see what Gladiator 2 looks like, the trailer was just released yesterday. It's on YouTube. We've got it up on our website as well. But Russell Crowe is not involved in this one. Irish actor Paul Mescal is stepping into the lead role as Lucius. Denzel Washington is in it. Pedro Pascal. Connie Nielsen is co-starring. Gladiator 2. Ridley Scott is directing again after, like, what, 20 years since the original movie came out. This one is expected to be out at Thanksgiving of this year, November 22nd.
Well, all right, let's talk about what's new as far as streaming shows.
All right, we've got a favorite coming back on Netflix. Vikings Valhalla Season 3 is about to kick off starting tomorrow on Netflix. We've got on Apple TV Plus, Rashida Jones starring in a movie which is called Sunny. She's an American living in Japan who is sent a comfort robot after her family is killed in a plane crash. We've been telling you about this new series of Eva Longoria, Land of Women. She is a New York socialite who escapes to a small town in Spain with her mother and daughter when her husband gets mixed up with some bad guys. That one is streaming now on Apple TV Plus. We've got the very popular card game Exploding Kittens getting adapted into an adult animated series. That'll start Friday on Netflix. Tomorrow on Peacock, this might be my favorite pick of the whole week. Tomorrow on Peacock, a very unique reality show. And I've not been a fan of reality shows, but this one really has got my attention. It's called The Hunger Games, and the competitors are actual Alaskan brown bears after their long winter of hibernation. It's them competing for food, for shelter, it's the most natural and probably the most real reality show there could possibly be, because they shot it with wildlife in there. So look for that one. Is on Peacock, yeah, starting tomorrow. For new movies this week, the Descendants franchise is returning with Descendants: The Rise of Red. Queen of Hearts trying to incite a coup at an elite high school. That starts on Disney Plus on Friday. Tyler Perry's got a new movie out tomorrow on Amazon Prime. Tyler Perry's Divorce in Black, a long-suffering wife attempts to break free from her controlling husband. If you're a SpongeBob fan, the prequel, Season 2, Camp Coral, is streaming now on Paramount Plus. And a few documentaries you might be interested in. One is called Receiver, that follows the training of some of the most popular and most successful wide receiver stars in the NFL right now. That's running on Netflix. Melissa Etheridge has a documentary that is called I'm Not Broken that focuses on her attempts to help female prisoners overcome their issues. You can see that on Paramount Plus. And finally, the documentary called Faye looks at the career of Oscar-winning actress Faye Dunaway, And that begins streaming Saturday on Max.
It's Wednesday, so Dean Cook's on WGN-TV in about an hour. What's for lunch or dinner?
I think you're going to really enjoy this one, Bob, because I know you love Greek food. I've got two Greek grandmas, two yayas coming in who are going to cook with me this morning. They're going to make the traditional spinach pie, spanakopita, but a lot of other traditional Greek foods to celebrate the big Greek festival that's going on at St. Spyridon's Greek Orthodox Church at 123rd and Ridgeland in Palos Heights. So, you know, I always say, you know, come for the food, but stay for the injuries. I'm thinking if I've got two Greek grandmas there, there's a pretty good chance I'm going to get whacked with a wooden spoon for doing something wrong, as only grandmas can determine.
Yeah, just don't try any flaming cheese. No saganaki
not
today.
Not with the grandmas. Not with the yayas, no.
Opa to you, Dean.
Opa.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.